Coming up next, the Wednesday Hump Day edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. You know what? I woke up this morning and said to myself, Farley, you're having a rebirth, and you feel different, and you have a different attitude on life. And then, when I was driving to work, I looked in my trunk, and there were my advanced transits in the trunk, and I thought, let me pull this out and see what it says about the 27th and the 28th and the 29th, what's going on right now. Because, all of a sudden I've changed my priorities and my goals and my focus. It's not really a personal focus. It's more of a overall focus. So anyway, let's see what we've got here. Mercury trine my Mars. New information can help in career, give you an edge, think, be alert, say what you mean, get the facts, then take action. And then I'm having a Venus conjunct midheaven, favor and rewards enhance career status, money changes hands, a social contact or event benefits you, use tact, charm, and wit. And I thought that was exciting. And then I'm having a Saturn square Neptune, people circumstances can shatter dreams and illusions now. Loss is possible. Caution a must. Feelings, hunches can lead you off the path toward attaining your ambitions. So on the one hand, I'm showing a good career angle. On the other hand, I got stress. And that's the way I feel lately, too. Get the facts. Avoid a setback caused by deception, secrets, or over-idealism. And then I'm having a Mercury sextile Mercury. It says, mentally sharp and creative now. You can progress wherever communication skills are required. Business savvy is high. I'm also having a bunch of Mercury transits, Mercury sextile Sun, Mercury trine ascendant, Mercury in the ninth. But anyway, I was reading this and I was really blown away by how accurate it really is. Sometimes I forget to read my advanced transits and I get really the chills when I read it and go, whoa, wait a second, this is a pretty heavy program. But anyway, today we're talking about Mars as an energy activator. Natally, I'm going to try to explain to you what Mars means as far as how it's placed in the houses, and also transit-wise, the moving Mars, the mobile Mars. Mars is a very important planet because it does rule our life force. It rules our health, our overall bodily energy, and where the focus is in our life. So, as far as compatibility is concerned, we can really find out where life focus is by understanding the house placement of Mars. Now, an example would be that even though my dad's got Mars in Taurus and my mom has Mars in Libra, both of them have Mars in the sixth house. So they both have a sixth house focus, and I think that's why they get along so well together. There's a tremendous amount of compatibility between people that have Mars in the same house. So paying attention to today's topic, I want you to know it really doesn't matter what sign your Mars is in, but if you notice that you hang with people, or you like people, or you're more compatible with people who have Mars in a similar house, that would be why. See, I have Mars in the 12th house, so I would normally get along better with people who also share 12th house Marses. Now, Mars is a totally yang planet, where Venus is the yin female planet. Mars is the masculine yang planet and the complement of Venus. And Mars is the positive outgoing energy masculine in nature. Okay? Mars is a planet that rules things like desire and hunger or energy and action. It does represent war or aggression, okay, and struggles within and beyond our own selves. It is closely related to the physical bodily energy and rules the animal nature or the instinctive nature. So understanding Martian energy in an astrology chart is absolutely essential in understanding human animal natures, which are instinctive. And like I say, Martian expressions are often initiation, assertiveness, executive ability, courageousness, bravery, impulsiveness, resistance, self-will, adventurousness, rashness, and also aggressive sexual love, okay? Like physical sexual love is what Mars rules. So understanding your Mars will explain to you a lot about your sexual nature. Obviously people with Mars in an aggressive sign like Aries, Aries or Leo or Scorpio, maybe a lot more sexual than Mars in a passive sign, perhaps like maybe Virgo or Aquarius and maybe Gemini, okay, which may not be as actively sexual, but still will be there, depending where Mars is in the house is what the focus of today's show is all about. Well, anyway, you know, if you can find out where your Mars is by house, don't worry about what sign it's in as much today. But if you can zero in on what house your Mars is in, and if you are lucky enough to be a member of the Astrology Hour, you will have an astroscope somewhere in your package that you ordered from us usually. And it will say Mars in house 12 or Mars in house 1 somewhere in the body of that report. Okay, so that's important to find that so you can understand this. And also, knowing what, see, like, if you know where the 12 houses are, if you picture a horoscope wheel, okay, like a pie with 12 equal slices in it, then you can actually number your houses. And this pie, this frozen house setup remains the same as far as finding the 12 houses. In other words, the first 6 houses always lie in the bottom half of the wheel. Going from 1 to 6, from left to right, the bottom 6 slices of the pie will always be numbered from 1 to 6, and the bottom half of that wheel, as you're looking at it straight on, 1 being the far left, 2 and 3 in the first quarter of the pie, and then the lower, that's in the lower left quarter of the pie, and the lower right quarter of that pie, you'll have 4, 5, and 6. Those are the first 6 houses, or the houses of self, okay? The upper half of the chart would be the houses that are more other people, are karma with other people, whereas the bottom 6 houses are karma with the self, the upper 6 houses are more dealings with the world. So you really can find a lot about an individual's focus by knowing which one of the 12 houses is energized by Mars. Now, don't you get the point of this topic? This topic is so significant because Mars is such a highly obvious, active, energized planet next to the Sun. It's the most active planet that you could find out where someone's head is at as far as what is important to them in life, depending on what house Mars is placed in. And I'll go over the meanings of each house as for today's topic. In the upper half of the chart, starting in the far right where we left off at house 6, where the 3 would be on the clock face is where house 7 would start, and it goes 7 through 12, 7, 8, 9 in the upper right quarter, and then 10, 11, 12 in the upper left quarter, and of course the 12th house finishes right next to where the first house begins. So you should start, you know, if you want to number your houses, you should do it now. Take a pen and number the lower 6 slices of pie, 1 through 6, going from left to right, and then number the upper 6 slices of pie, 7 through 12, going from right to left. And that way you'll know where the 12 houses of life are. The further away we get from the first house, the more involvement we have with the world and other people. The first house is the childhood, it's the womb, it's the baby, it's early influences, and the further we move to the 12th house, the more we get involved with the planet, okay, and beyond the planet, of course, the spirit realms. Now, you know, understanding this topic is very important as far as understanding where people are coming from and what their focus is in life. And a little formula I have to especially understand the many different types of women that you'll run into or men in relationships is to know where they're coming from as far as where their Mars is. And this is very interesting because I am yet to remember being in a relationship with a woman that has Mars in the 12th. And actually, that would be the most compatible Mars for me because I am a 12th house Mars. So don't you see, people that have Mars in the same house setup would relate to all the other people that have Mars in that same house no matter what sign it's in. Okay, now the first house Mars, if you're born with Mars in house 1, then there's going to be a focus with the personality. You know, this is a high energy person, especially when Mars is real close to the rising sign or ascendant. We do get a person that is extremely excitable, ambitious, energetic, and an initiator, like a pioneer of sorts. We also find focus on the childhood, focus on things that are first house issues, like appearance. So people with Mars in the first will usually be into exercise, looking good, looking fit, makeup, hair, bodies, and things such as that. See, so If you have Mars in the first and you meet somebody else with Mars in the first, you're both going to get along because you're both going to relate to the importance and the focus on the body and the appearance and the personality and the high energy. See how it works? And this is a very, very important topic, especially for compatibility purposes. Now, the second house Mars people are real different because these people are really focused on business. If you want to know where their life energy goes, it goes in money. What these people, second house Mars people, focus on acquisition. We do find a lot of millionaires with Mars in the second. We find a lot of business people with Mars in the second. We also find people that like to acquire things, that are into possessions, buying things like houses and boats and planes and property. Now, isn't it funny? If you're raised by a parent who has Mars in the second with tremendous focus on materialism, and you have Mars in the 12th like me with a major focus on spirit, then you might have trouble following orders from this parent who wants you to be just like them because your Mars focus is different than theirs. You know, and understanding especially a woman's Mars as far as what house it's in, guys, will help you tremendously in understanding the types of men that she's going to radiate towards, because house placement for Mars is significant in explaining to us the type of man a woman would want to land and spend her life with. Okay? So that is really very important as far as this topic is concerned. Now, Mars in the third, you know, they really radiate around each other because they're talkers. You know, there's a tremendous amount, just like a Gemini, if you're a third house Mars, there's a tremendous amount of mental focus. You know, I want you to know that Mars is almost like a firecracker, a big firecracker that explodes the house it's in. So what you know, it's a very easy topic to understand, because all you got to do is understand what the house vibration is and explode it, overemphasize it, focus on it, and then you'll know where that person's coming from and why they are the way they are. Tremendous revelation as far as personality, character, identity, and understanding an individual's purpose and goals and such. So Mars in the third house is going to be somebody that needs to talk a lot, needs to think a lot, and also needs to keep their mind busy, okay? Because the third house is the psychology house, the nervous system, the brain, and all that stuff. Now, we move on to the fourth house, and all you puppies with Mars in the fourth are going to focus on what? On, well, the fourth house is home and residence and the past. So people with fourth house Mars, we explode the meaning of the fourth house, right, overemphasize it, and it would be a need for security, a need for residence and lots of activity in the home, and possibly, as important base of operations, and maybe run a business out of the home, okay, and also a way for you to understand real estate and anything connected with security, and also somebody that holds memories dear. They would be very sensitive to the past, and this would be very important to them because the fourth house rules the past. Then we have people with Mars in the fifth house that are the entertainers and the actors and the comedians and people that love to be family-oriented, mother-father types, brother-sister types, child-rearing type of people that like children, pets, and adventures in their life. Mars in the fifth is somebody that typically likes to have a lot of fun, is also very strong and powerful and authoritative and administrative in nature, and that's why, you know, if you hang out with somebody with Mars in the fifth, be ready for somebody who's into power, because the fifth house is the house of power and the house of energy. That's an interesting placing. See, now, the sixth house placement of Mars is so different than the first five houses that there's no wonder people have trouble getting along in case you should happen to stumble across a person that has Mars in the sixth. Because, see, the sixth house is the house of work, okay? And then people say, why would you like to focus your energy and explode the energy of work? And that's where you find your workaholics. Now, this is where you find people that it works easy to work 40, 50, 50 hours a week, or you always see them working around the house, or you always see them doing something that is work, okay, or health-oriented. A lot of people with Mars in the sixth go to doctors for this, go to healers for that, go to doctors for that, doctors, dentists, over and over again, and the work ethic is very high. So see what I mean? If you are a woman with Mars in the sixth and you're having trouble meeting guys or gals, if you're gay, that get along with your energies, then you need, like my mother found a man with Mars in the sixth when she was young, my dad, Mars in the sixth, and she has Mars in the sixth, and they both have been working together very hard. And I was raised by these people that put a tremendous emphasis on work, work, work. When I was a little kid, I was working during Christmas holidays, making perfume boxes for my dad when I was 4 or 5 years old. He had us working at home before we even knew what was going on here, and that's 2/6 house Mars is raising you, you know? So you really do find out a lot by Mars placement through the houses. Now, when we move to the upper half of the chart, this realm is so different than the lower half that I have to tend to think that you are going to be much more compatible with the Mars below the horizon if your Mars is below the horizon than you would be with somebody whose Mars is above the horizon. Is that clear? So if you have Mars in house 1 through 6, you'll get along better with anyone that also has Mars either in house 1 or anywhere through 6. If your Mars happens to be above the horizon, then you're going to be the kind of individual that works more freely and needs more people and more activity in your life. So an upper horizon Mars, in my opinion, will get along better with another upper horizon Mars, okay? Let's take a look at Mars through the upper six houses now. Mars in the seventh house, it's so funny how the values of this Mars are so different than the first six, because each Mars, as it moves through the houses, gets so much more intense. But no longer is there a focus on the self or the personality or the look or money or communication or the home or fun or family or work. But the focus is on seventh house matters. Love, relationships, partnerships, okay? Balance, justice, getting along with people. This is the focus on people, see? So knowing where someone's Mars is by house placement will answer a heck of a lot of questions, and this is a topic that is really long overdue that I've been thinking about last night and thought, what a perfect topic to present on today's show. And, as we go through the houses, the Mars gets more and more intense. See, like, if you have Mars in the seventh or eighth house, you're going to probably not get along with someone with Mars in their first or second, because their energies are going to be a lot less evolved than yours. Frankly, because you have planets deeper in the 12 houses, then your life is going to be a lot more complex and complicated than some of these people that have planets below the horizon in the first six houses, where their focus is more on themselves, self-development. Those of us that have planets above the horizon, gosh, we need the world. We need some action here. See what I mean? And let's say you have Mars in the eighth house, right? Well, hey, let me tell you about the focus here. It's real different than that work ethic in the sixth house, because the eighth house is the house of sex. So we're talking about dealing with an almost off the cuff, right as soon as you're born, obsession with emotions. And, as you get older, of course, with sex and with bonding and binding with individuals. It's more than just relationships in the seventh house. This is actually bonding physically with somebody, an intimate transition with people. See how different it is? Now, see, if you knew this, let's say you have Mars in the third and you're into communications and you married a woman with Mars in the eighth who needed all this bonding, all this physical bonding. It might have saved you a heck of a lot of trouble if you would have analyzed the Mars and found another third house Mars for you to get along with, so you'd have something to talk about. Or, the woman would find someone with another eighth house Mars so they could have their fun in the bedroom or whatever. But, the eighth house Mars, their interests run deep. We're talking about deep, deep thinkers here. Stuff that you think about death and the occult and voodoo and mysteries and life and death and ghosts and the supernatural. You get really bizarre with Mars in the eighth house, which is okay, but, that's why it helps you understand people's focus. We explode. We actually, explode the vibration of that house to understand where this person's coming from. Okay, now we move on to Mars in the ninth house, which is so very different than all the other Marses, because this is somebody that might not be home too much. See, because ninth house is the house of travel, so their focus will be concerning travel and foreigners. And you'll find a lot of women with Mars in the ninth house will naturally be turned on to men of other nationalities, not of their same nationality. And that's that's, I've proven that because I have a friend who has Mars in the ninth and she hangs out with Italians and British guys and French guys and doesn't seem to get much energy off of American men. So also we find that ninth house Mars people are natural philosophers and they're natural teachers and they're natural optimists. You know, and all those things that exude the ninth house vibration. So obviously ninth house women are going to, are, you know, will get along better with men who have Mars in the ninth house also. See how it works? This is a wonderful formula. And it does keep getting much more intense. Because as we move over to the 10th house, beyond the midheaven, when we find people with Mars in the 10th house, these are people that are so different than every other Mars I've mentioned, because these are people that know that they must make their mark in the world. They know they will make their mark in the world, and they are born to do something big in their lives. So instead of being focused on just work ethic, or being focused on just relationships, or home, or residence, or fun, like some of the other Marses, the 10th house Mars will succeed, will be famous, and they know it, and they focus all their energy, if not very little anywhere else, in career. And if they do have relationships, this is where they find them. They usually work with people that they know and love. So it's very exciting. And then we move on to the 11th house Mars, and we're getting very close to my Mars in the 12th. And, you know, like I say, I think some of the more heavier people that you meet, that some of the more intense people you'll ever know are people with Mars above the horizon. Let's face it, they're not shallow. I'm not saying people with Mars below the horizon are shallow, but, you know, they can be limited sometimes in their focus, you know, because you find these people with first house Marses and they're not quite as focused on the universe like some of the rest of us might be. They're more focused on their personal needs, which is okay because to each Mars its own, right? But Mars in the 11th goes beyond career and embraces humanity. No longer is it a selfish quest for success. This is an energy that must be shared. And this is an energy that that relates to family of man, brotherhood of men and women, and also an energy that embraces things like actually accomplishment. More than just success in one area, it is goals, and it is friends, and it is somebody who is scientific in nature, maybe a genius, maybe somebody that focuses on high intellect, not just basal communication, but communication on high, clear levels, very spirit communication, okay? And these are people that also put a focus on friendship. They are the friends of the zodiac, so it makes sense that you would hang with people if you have Mars in the 11th who also have Mars in the 11th. And then there's me. Then there's my Mars, which is in the 12th. And, of course, you know, I'm not waving my flag because a 12th house Mars is a difficult Mars because the 12th house of the chart is the most unseen house. It is literally interdimensional. So those of us with 12th house Mars's focus on other realms, and we're not really here. You know, we are, the reason why we seem to be extraterrestrials is because we are, and we are unlike any other creatures on this planet where other Marses lie. If your Mars is in the 12th house, then your life force and focus will be focused in weird places like dreams and like, you know, not only unconscious dreams when you're sleeping, but conscious dreams when you wake, and meditation, and bliss and happiness and touching things like spirit and like God and like high essence energy from beyond the universe. So it's very different from that Mars in the first house. And, you know, one wonders why I would attach myself to a gorgeous fox with Mars in the first house when I have Mars in the 12th and my priorities are so different. And that's why I needed to hear this topic myself today, because it's helping me put in focus exactly the kind of person that would be much better for me, the 12th house Mars, like I am. And that way, I would understand the person better, and they would have similar focus. You know, I'm into fantasy and adventure and reincarnation and metaphysics and all those things that are far out to most people, but that are normal to me. And I live an Indiana Jones, James Bond, Batman type existence in my life, Superman type existence. I think I'm a superhero and an alien and an extraterrestrial, and I bask in that. And people look at me and say, "Oh, Farley's a little different there," but I'm a 12th house Mars. See, so knowing where Mars is in your natal chart or where it is in other people's natal chart as far as house placement will tell you where they are, where they're at, what they're doing, where they're going, and what their focus is. And no matter what sign it's in, doesn't make any difference. The house placement is the key. Okay? And as far as the transiting Mars is concerned, I explained to you what all 12 house vibrations are, the focus of all 12 houses, and basically just suffice it to say that if Mars is moving through you, one of your houses, that it will explode the energy in that house as far as what is going on in your life now. Beyond your life focus from the natal placement of Mars, Mars will explode that energy depending on what house it's going to. Like Mars is in Leo in my 10th house, so obviously my career is in current focus from the Martian transit. Okay, so please know your Mars and please embrace your Mars. It's a vital planet to understand yourself, your focus, others, relationships, and compatibility, and it will save you a lot of hassle as far as understanding people you get involved with. If you are upper horizon Mars, stick with people in the upper horizon for long term. If you're a lower horizon Mars, house 1 through 6, stick with people that are lower horizon Marses, and you'll last with them longer. Of course, if you went across the boundaries, you know, upper horizon Marses will teach people with lower horizon Marses, and lower horizon Marses, Mars will learn from people that have upper horizons. So occasionally there will be a connection there for an experience. Gosh, I like that topic. This topic will remain one of my favorite topics. And not only learn where your Mars is, but learn where all your planets are to understand yourself so much better astrologically and to understand the relationships that can be so complicated. And that's what this show is dedicated to, open-mindedness and the search for further truth.